KORN News Radio Sports on this Tuesday, November 18th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. LeBron James returned to practice yesterday with the LA Lakers. Still waiting to see how he feels before deciding whether or not he will play tonight. When James returns to the LA lineup, he'll become the first player in NBA history to play in a 23rd season. Also, a Spurs center Victor Wembanyama will be sidelined for at least the next couple weeks due to a left calf strain. The Spurs are erring on the side of caution in bringing back Wembanyama, who underwent an MRI on Sunday. He'll be reevaluated in 2 to 3 weeks. Wembanyama, his third season at 7'5", averaging career highs with 26 points, nearly 13 rebounds a game, also leading the league at 3.6 blocks per contest. Minnesota Timberwolves would pick up a win last night, blowing out Dallas 120-96. Naz Reid had a season-high 22 points, 10 of those coming in the first quarter. He also had 19 points by halftime. 6 Timberwolves scored in double figures, including all 5 starters. The Chicago Bulls would get a big win at Denver last night, 130-127. The Bulls overcame a triple-double by Denver's Nikola Jokic. Jokic had 36 points, 18 rebounds, and 13 assists. It's his 8th triple-double of the season, and he was 1 assist shy of having a triple-double by halftime. The Bulls, they lost an 18-point lead in the first half, and they also squandered a 13-point lead in the fourth quarter before winning by 3. The Detroit Pistons have won 10 straight games. They beat to Indiana 127-112. Detroit's Jalen Duren scored 31 points in his return from an ankle injury. Detroit's on their longest winning streak since the 2007-08 season when they won 11 in a row. Meanwhile, the Pacers, they've got some injuries. They're just one season removed from an NBA Finals appearance. Indiana's lost 8 straight. They're 1-13 on the season. Elsewhere last night, Cleveland's Donovan Mitchell had 37 points as the Cavaliers would rally for a 118-106 win over the Milwaukee Bucks. Giannis Antetokounmpo would leave Monday's game for Milwaukee with a left groin strain. With 3 minutes left in the first half, he would not return. Oklahoma City raced out to an early double-digit lead versus New Orleans last night, so they maintained that throughout as the Thunder beat the Pelicans 126-109. Behind Chet Holmgren's 26 points and 9 rebounds. Tyrese Maxey would lead Philadelphia with 39 points as they would beat the LA Clippers 110-108. James Harden with 28 points for the Clippers. Harden becomes the 11th player in NBA history to surpass 28,000 career points. And the Miami Heat would hold off a late rally, beat the Knicks last night 115-113. Miami had a 10-point lead with 3 minutes to go. The Knicks would close the gap, but they would finish on an 11-3 run, but Miami still wins by 2. And that's Look At Your Sports here on this Tuesday, November 18th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.